Good morning, Alert Bay. I guess our summer is kind of arriving here. It's been pretty miserable. I mean, one thing we can look forward to is probably a fantastic blackberry crop. Anyway, this is a report of a special meeting that we had on July 13th. There were some issues to because we have regular meetings about a month apart in the summertime, so a few things had come up. Our meetings are at the Legion too, so there is seating available for the public, socially distant space if you want to come to the meetings. So at this meeting on July 13th, Mayor Buchanan, Councillor Granger, Councillor Hill, I was there, and Councillor McGregor, Lyle McNish, and Connie Larson were there too. Councillor Gordon was unable to attend, so the meeting was called to order at 4:30. And a few items were added to the agenda, and we went through adopting that agenda and all that kind of stuff. We had some correspondence for action. EcoTrust Canada, there was a request for a letter of support for the energy program in the North Island, and we did write a letter of support for that. And we'll be announcing further information about that program if it goes ahead. It could be some help in doing some changes in your house, power, etc. Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, there was a request for information sharing and consideration of blue heron nesting activity. I don't know if we have any blue herons here, but we'll put something about it in the Bay Banter, and they are a fragile species, and our activities certainly impact on them too, so. We had correspondence for action. BC Hydro advanced notification of a 10-hour power outage coming in August. This will be posted around town, so everybody is well aware of it. We had visitor statistics for June, Province of BC regional economic updates. Victoria Hospital Foundation annuals Visions Gala was postponed until 2021. And the Eagle had an article on the Alert Bay Boardwalk garden maintenance. UBCM Gas Tax Agreement Community Works Fund Program. And Mayor Buchanan wrote an excellent letter to the Minister of Transport about the impact of BC Ferries reducing staff on our ferry. It was moved and seconded that all these items be received for information. Staff reports, we didn't do individual reports this meeting, but Lyle McNish gave specific projects update. And it was moved and seconded that the staff be directed to apply to Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program for funding to support the construction phase of the Town Square project. This was carried. And Lyle also gave a financial update. It was moved and seconded that we allocate $6,344.95 from a specific reserve for drainage projects for the project on Poplar Road at First Street. And the playground and skate park opening. The skate park and playground will be reopened with signage installed to remind park users of the health authority recommendations. And we also, Lyle recommended the allocation of $3,160 from the general revenue for purposes of increasing the co-op student term from 13 weeks to 4 months. We have an application in to have a co-op student help with bylaw analysis and recommendations for land use. This will all become quite public once the work is done. And Mayor Buchanan, a request by the Alert Bay Legion to widen their wheelchair ramp by 6 to 12 inches to allow for a better turning radius. And we moved and seconded that pending the receipt of detailed plans. There was no question period, and the meeting was adjourned at 5:05 p.m. Just a note too that I will be doing more interviews, and those interviews will be posted separately on this anchor.fm site. So thanks very much for listening.